Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of John in the 12th chapter, reading verses 12 through 16. Hear the word of the Lord. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. And as it was written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. O most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come with the weight of the world upon ourselves, and we pray for the next few minutes that you would help us to sweep that all to the side, to create a clear space where we can listen and we can learn what you would have us to do. Open our minds, open our hearts, and open our souls up today, for we ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. So, as everybody I'm sure is well aware of, what we've been talking about during this Lenten season is wandering heart, rediscovering our faith through Peter. And we've gone through the stages of Peter's life from when he was called as a fisherman and as he, being the impetuous person that he is, demanded to walk on the water, and how he was the first one to declare that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then in his boastfulness to get knocked down a peg or two. So now we come to the point in Peter's life where it is the start of the Passover, and it is what we call Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday. It's also called the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And if you noticed, there was something missing from the scripture reading today that we've seen in the past. Where's Peter? There's no mention of Peter. What's going on? So today we're going to have to use our imagination a little bit. Now, just to give you some background, we are skipping over a couple of things. Most importantly is the story of Lazarus being dead and being raised again by Jesus, and a couple other things. And the disciples were like, is Jesus going to go to Jerusalem for the Passover? And it turns out that yes, he is. And they come to Jerusalem and they're greeted by these crowds of people waving palm branches, putting their cloaks out in the street and celebrating Jesus's arrival at Jerusalem. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed comes the King of Israel. Now, I'm quite sure that all 12 disciples were there, including Peter. What do you think Peter's thinking when he sees all of these people praising I mean, remember, he's been with Jesus through all of the ups and the downs and the lefts and the rights, the forwards and the backwards. He's heard Jesus talking about what is coming up. And he knows that it's not going to be the best of times. But here you got the people celebrating. I think Peter was probably very confused. What the heck is going on? People have been threatening the master's life. They don't like the things that he has been doing. They really hated that he raised Lazarus. They hate it because Jesus has been upending apple cart after apple cart after apple cart. So Peter was probably thinking, these people are not going to be very happy to see Jesus when he comes. But here they are. Now, one thing that we do need to keep in mind here is what the Jewish people's expectation for Messiah became, especially at this time. The Jewish people were looking for Messiah to come in as a conquering hero. Messiah was always prophesized to, free the world. And in this case, the Jews were like, okay, there's this guy Jesus. He's looking pretty darn good for being the Messiah. Now, if he is the Messiah, he's going to come in. He's going to have an army. He's going to drive the Romans out. And then we will be free. So that's what they're expecting. That's what they're cheering about. That's why they're calling Jesus the King of Israel. Because they think he's going to come in, he's going to sweep all the bad guys, all these Romans and everything out, and that they're going to get to live the life that God has always wanted them to live, the way that he wants them to live. And that's why over this next week, the people go from being this hallelujah to get rid of this bum. He's not Messiah. But I'm getting ahead of myself here a little bit. So you got Peter here, and he's wondering, what the heck is going on? Now, remember, Peter doesn't know what's going to happen in a week. Peter doesn't know that in the end, everything is going to turn out all right. All that Peter knows is what has happened since he has been with Jesus. All that he knows is what Jesus has said, what Jesus has done, and the people that Jesus has made mad. So he's confused, as I'm sure the other 11 disciples are confused as well. Now, have you ever entered a period of your life where something's going on and you're scratching your head, much like Peter is doing on entering into Jerusalem? You ever scratch your head and you say, what the heck is going on here? I don't understand this. Why are these people acting this way? Why are these things happening? Why all of a sudden has this person come back into my life? In uncertain times, you know, like going to the emergency room because you've got a real bad muscle strain, and 3 hours later finding out, oh, you're going to get admitted because you got MRSA. Yes. Wonderful feeling. What's going to happen? Why is this happening? Why? Well, the very last verse of our scripture today is talks about after the next week, after everything has unfolded, the disciples realize, they now understand why the people were yelling and praising Jesus's entry into Jerusalem. What would you have done if you were a disciple? Would you have joined in maybe a little bit with the praising? Would you be scratching your head? Would you? I think that Peter was like, I gotta make sure, you know, I gotta watch. I gotta be Jesus' secret service detail. Watch out, see if anybody's gonna get him. What would you do? Would you let yourself become bogged down in that? Or would you keep going? In our case, when we hit those times, would we keep on singing our song, our praises? Would we keep on, even though we don't have any clue in the world exactly what is going on, would we continue our loudest praise to God, our loudest praise to Jesus, with the knowledge that we're going to find out one way or another, either in this life or in the next, we are going to understand these periods in our life that just don't make very much sense. Who's the country singer, Holly, if you're going through hell? There's a song, and it's got a, I know it's got a four-letter word in it, but the chorus goes, if you're going through hell, keep on going. Rodney Atkins. Keep going. You might get out before the devil even knows you're there. Now, the sentiment is not quite right, but the point that I'm trying to make is if you are going through something, keep going. Keep singing praises. Keep trusting that God has got you. Jesus has got you. You're going on the path that they want you to be. And just keep going. And at all things, remember to sing, to shout, on key, sing on key, off key, doesn't matter. Remember, God loves a cheerful noise. Just keep going. And one day, much like the disciples, you will understand why that had to happen. Whether it was to benefit yourself or whether it was to benefit someone else. Just keep going and keep singing. Amen.